Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Welcome, dear Remnant family, and those listening on the phone. We want to welcome you. We hope and pray that you will be blessed today in this wonderful Sabbath morning. At this present time, we're going to begin the Children's Sabbath School Lesson number 31, and we will be playing the opening song. This hymn is called We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord. It's number 390 in the hymn book. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship thy will. Oh, may this hour please the Lord and deeper faith instill. Thy angels sound for joy, creation's word to see. We to this day we raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love that fills this sacred day. Our sign that all may understand, we own thy sovereign way. Great Creator King, through the redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts, that we may see thy face. And with this wide will throw upon Mount Zion be, and joyful sing a Sabbath song through all eternity. Renew and sanctify our heart that we may see thy face. Now, at this moment, we will have opening prayer. If anyone of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, please come up to the mic.
Dear Heavenly Father, grandpa's room for that. I thank you for all you give us. I thank you for this beautiful 7 days and this wonderful chat room. I thank you for all the people who was on there, to Rosie and Joshua. I thank you for having a good, blessing Sabbath. I thank you for the protectors. No harm
commits
to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture for the study is Psalm 5, 2 through 3 from the King James. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. This week, boys and girls, the Sabbath, our study will begin part one of the privilege of prayer. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, please come up to the mic.
Psalm 102:17 says, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer.
Psalm 42:8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life.
On 1 Thessalonians 5:17-8, pray without ceasing and everything, giving thanks For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring.
Matthew 7.
Acts.
And it shall be given.
And it shall be given you.
Seek. And ye shall find.
And we shall find.
Not. And it shall.
And it shall not be open.
And it shall.
Shall be open.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear little ones, for your participation and hearing your beautiful voices. Now we will continue our study on Steps of Christ. And it will begin on pages 93 all the way to 95 of chapter 11. If anyone of the Dare family would like to take the following paragraph, come up to the mic.
Steps to Christ, page 93. Through nature and revelation, through his providence and by the influence of his spirit, God speaks to us. But these are not enough. We need also to pour out our hearts to him. In order to have spiritual life and energy, we must have actual intercourse with our Heavenly Father. Our minds may be drawn out toward him. We may meditate upon his works, his mercies, his blessings. But this is not, in the fullest sense, communing with him. In order to commune with God, we must have something to say to him concerning our actual life.
Steps to Christ, page 93. Prayer is opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that is necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but bring us up to him. Amen. When Jesus was upon the earth, he taught his disciples how to pray. And he directed them to present their daily needs before God and to cast all their cares upon him. And the assurance he gave them that their petition should be heard is assuring also to us. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Dear little one, this prayer that has been presented was given by your Savior to the disciple when they ask how to pray. If you have time, it will be a beautiful thing to be able to memorize the Lord's Prayer. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That you will find on Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. And there is a little part in that same chapter that tells you in 14 to 15 that says, For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither would your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, what he's trying to tell you is that if you don't learn to forgive other people for what they have done to you, then your Heavenly Father will not be able to forgive you. Can anybody put anything in a full cup? We need to empty the cup of our hearts that the Lord may pour out the blessing and give the same return. Hope and pray that you will receive that prayer and try your best to be able to walk and pray and forgive and love one another as your Savior had asked. Now question, boys and girls, what are the four ways God speaks to us, and are these enough? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Through nature,
revelation,
and
through his providence,
and by the influence
of his
spirit. No, we need all of us
also
to pray
for
out our
hearts
to him.
Amen. For our hearts.
Remember, dear one, to be able to pray and pour out your heart to God is actually having communication with your Maker. We will continue and step to Christ, page 93. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, double up.
Steps to Christ, page 93. Jesus himself, while he dwelt among men, was often in prayer. Our Savior identified himself with our needs and weakness. In that, he became a suppliant, a petitioner, seeking from his Father fresh supplies of strength that he might come forth graced for duty and trial. He is our example in all things. He is a brother in our infirmity, in all points tempted like as we are, but as the sinless one, his nature recoiled from evil. He endured struggles and torture of the soul in a world of sin. His humanity made prayer a necessity and a privilege. He found comfort and joy in communion with his Father. And if the Savior of men, the Son of God, felt the need of prayer, how much more should feeble, sinful mortal feel the necessity of fervent, constant prayer? Amen. Steps to Christ, page 93, paragraph 4.
Step to Christ, page 94. Our Heavenly Father waits to bestow upon us the fullness of his blessing. It is our privilege to bring largely at the fountain of our boundless love. What a wonder it is that we pray so little. What a wonder it is that we pray so little. God is ready and willing to hear the sincere prayers and humbleness of his children, and yet there is much manifest reluctance on your part to make known your wants to God. What can the angels of heaven think, oh poor less human being who are subject to temptation, when God's heart of infinite love yearns towards them, ready to give them more than they can ask or think, and yet they pray so little and have so little faith. The angel love to bow down before God. They love to be near him. They regard communion with God as their highest joy, and yet the children of earth who need so much help that God only could give seem satisfied to walk without the light of his spirit, the companionship of his presence. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So boys and girls, you see how important it is for prayer? It is actually opening your heart to your dear Savior, so you could be able to know him much better. Now question, boys and girls, what is prayer? And what does prayer do for us? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
Read in the Bible, talking to God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. So, dear little one, the opening of the heart to God as to a friend, it brings us up to God, and it is the key in the hands of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse. So as we continue our reading, if any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, good luck.
Steps to Christ, page 94. The darkness of the evil one encloses those who neglect to pray. The whispered temptations of the enemy entice them to sin, and it is all because they do not make use of the privileges that God has given them in the divine appointment of prayer. Why should the sons and daughters of God be reluctant to pray, when prayer is the key in the hand of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse, where are treasured the boundless resources of omnipotence? Without unceasing prayer and diligent watching, we are in danger of growing careless and of deviating from the right path. The adversary seeks continually to obstruct the way to the mercy seat, that we may not by earnest supplication and faith obtain grace and power to resist temptation.
Steps to Christ, page 95. There are certain conditions upon which we may expect that God will hear and answer our prayers. One of the first of these is that we feel our need to help up from Him. He has promised, "I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground." Isaiah 44:3. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, who long after God, may be sure that they will be filled. The heart must be open to the Spirit's influence, or God's blessings cannot be received. Our great need is itself an argument and pleads most eloquently in our behalf. But the Lord is to be sought unto to do these things for us. He says, "Ask and it shall be given you." And he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how full shall he now with him also freely give us all things. Matthew 7:7, Romans 8:32.
Steps to Christ, page 95. If we regard iniquity in our heart, if we cling to any no sin, the Lord will not hear us, but the praying of the
penitent,
contrite soul is always accepted. When all known words long are
righted,
we may believe that God will
answer
our prayers.
Petitions
are only
cause
our own merit will
never
command us to the favor of God. It is the worthiness of Jesus that will save us. His blood that will
cleanse
us. Yet we have a work to do and complying with the conditions of
acceptance.
SC 95:3.
Steps of Christ, page 95:3. The other page it says Holy Spirit, and it says sin comes between us and God, and the Holy Spirit is grieved.
I am sorry for being mean to my sister.
Praise the Lord. So, dear little one, we have the last question to our study. What will happen if we hold iniquity in our hearts? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the Lord will not hear us, but the prayer of the penitent contrite soul is always accepted.
Praise the Lord. So let's pray our God with another scripture song, dear one, and I believe that many of our brethren may know this one. If you happen to be able to do something that you know is not of Christ, you could go on your knees and you can ask the Lord for forgiveness. Remember that a broken heart and a contrite spirit is acceptable to the Lord, that you may be able to reconcile with Him and also reconcile with your brothers and sisters. Even those that are outside, you do the same. Okay? Now, we have this scripture song. If any one of our dear brethren knows this scripture song, please bubble up.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Amen. So boys and girls, we have come to the end of our studies. So next week we will continue in chapter 11, the privilege of prayer, part 2. At this moment, if any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing in prayer, please come up to the mic.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all that you give us. And bless everyone that was on the chat room today. And next time, let the chat room be longer. And thank you for everything I got in my life. And thank you for all my best friends and Joshua and everybody else. And thank you for the wonderful chat room that we had today. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is music for all our hearts and ears that would like to have a little bit more time. We're going to pray on that. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we have the privilege of prayer, part 2. That will be on July 13, 2013. We have prepared also some beautiful activities for you all that to be able to become acquainted with all the words that was used in the reading. And remember, there is also the Lord's Prayer that will be from memory verse. And I hope and pray that you will be blessed by all of them. And we'd like to thank all our dear brothers and sisters that have taken part in putting together these beautiful presentations for us. And we hope and pray that you were blessed. And may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. For those on the phone, we want to thank you and hope you were blessed as well. May you have a blessed rest of the day. God bless.